Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Eric the Tech and I were having this discussion, by the way. Well, first of all, welcome to Hagman. It's a Hagman Report for today.
Yeah. Argument.
Oh, man.
Pistols are pointed.
Pistols are pointed. That's right. By the way, what we were talking about, just to be clear, we were talking about, remember the old intro? It sounded like Pink Floyd. Got to bring that back. And Eric's like, we'll see. We'll see. You got to bring that back. All right. excuse me. Hey, you know what? It's a weekend. What's that Leo Sayer song? Anyway, it's a weekend. It's a great show. Got a great show lined up for you. A lot of information. Really psyched up today. In fact, got this in the mail. Can't tell you from where. Yeah, the Trump store. What do you think? Eric the Tech, what do you think?
You look like P. Diddy.
I'm not good with hats, but there it is. It was, it's a gold one, man. It's a gold one. Look at that. Okay.
Where the gold at?
Yeah. So let's get right into it because Randy Taylor is on deck with me and we're going to go through some of the news, some of the information and really give you an overview of how serious things are, right now today. And as we enter into the final month of this election, you know, people say, well, your vote doesn't matter. It's all a show. It's this, it's that. Well, get out there. Look, I don't care what you got to do. I don't care if you don't believe in the fact that we've got voting that makes a difference. Go out there. Make it too big to rig. I get it. We are. Look, I understand the whole concept. So don't yell at me on Rumble. Don't do that. Don't leave. Because I understand where we're at. I understand this is a selection. I understand that our elections they were stolen back in 2020. There's really no difference between the Republicans and Democrats at the party level. There are two wings, same bird. I get all that, but we have to make a showing. Look, if we are to change things, it's up to us. I'm not a fatalist, although my wife might disagree with me on that. And after today's show, you might disagree with me as well, but listen carefully to what we have today, because this week was a significant week. We surrendered our sovereignty to the United Nations. Folks, you know about that, or you should know about that. Yesterday's show referenced that we surrender our sovereignty to the United Nations. There's only one person that would fight against that at the executive level, and that would be Donald Trump. But we have some World War III news. Jamie Walden recently, it was August 27th, I believe, appeared with Rob Pugh on Wisconsin Christian News. And I found this rather by accident. And folks, if you have the opportunity, watch the entire episode. I'll put a link to this at HagmanPI.com. But I want you to listen to what he's got to say, because I'm getting reports that top people are preparing for the worst. And I will say this in echoance. Is that a word? Echoance? Echoing Alex Jones, their bunkers will be their tombs. Okay. That, the architects of World War III, people like Victoria Nuland, Susan Rice, of course, the potato head and the cackling, sucker. Knee pads, Harris, they're all behind this. They're puppets of this regime, of this George Soros regime. I had the, excuse me, last week I had the opportunity to speak with Alex Jones, and I'm going to tell you something. What they're doing to him is criminal. The censorship that is being conducted right now against people. Remember, Steve Bannon is still in prison, and he's muzzled the whole situation with respect to Alex Jones, who owes $1.5 billion to the Sandy Hook families. I've got something to say about that. You know, look, without regard to what happened at Sandy Hook, tragedy, no tragedy, show, whatever you might believe. I'm not saying, I'm saying whatever people believe, he's got a right to speak about it, all right? And the presentation of the facts about what that whole situation surrounding Alex Jones, of course, is sadly was a travesty, all right? But $1.5 billion, they're going to auction off piece by piece InfoWars. And I've got, you know, look, please pray for Alex Jones and all of the people involved in the alternative media, because we are collectively and individually under attack.
And do what you can to help him.
Do what you can to help him.
Even if that's
tweeting
a show out or
there you go.
Whatever he wants you to do, stink and do it.
And thank you, Eric. And you know, look at this as a war against the truth tellers. You've got this pro-censorship, pro-tyranny regime. It used to be, when did they flip? It used to be, well, they were the ones that were against censorship and all of this. Now they're pro-death to anyone that doesn't agree with them. And that's by design. But that also really gets into what happened with the United Nations this week, the 2030 plan, and the fact that the summit that took place. Right now we will be under UN control. In my view, that's a target-rich environment. Take that for what it is. New York City Mayor Eric Adams indicted following a federal corruption investigation. Folks, you can see where Adams, in my view, is as much a criminal as Soros and others. But Eric Adams, under federal indictment, that's at the time of this broadcast, is going to be unsealed. We'll see what's in the indictment. But all of these people are extremely, extremely corrupt, every single one. So we have issues of crime and corruption. We've got calls to exterminate President Donald J. Trump, if you can believe this. Now, if I were to say that we need to exterminate Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris, if I was to say we need to exterminate her, you think that I wouldn't get a visit from the Secret Service? You can damn well bet I would. But it's okay for Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo to say that exactly that. Have some January 6th news. The slow walking of the investigation by Horowitz. When I was doing my radio show, you know, I thought Horowitz might be the guy to show all of this. Wow, what a misplace of trust. But the fact is, there's evidence and information out there that there were over 200 confidential informants, confidential human sources, assets of the FBI at the Capitol, inside the Capitol, behind the police. They were there before anything was broken, and the fact that they were involved in the crime of January 6th, the assassination attempts. Let's not forget about that. Let's not memory hold that. A sheriff talking about, Martin County Sheriff actually talking about, look, this is bigger than what you think. You also have something that no one's talking about. It seems as a dock strike coming next, here in a week and a half. A dock strike that's going to imperil, 55? I'm not sure of the numbers. You'll see the numbers, but a whole boatload, literally, of containers every day. And it's going to really smack inflation, just as the election is going to be decided. World War III news, extremely important. Jamie Walden, as I mentioned earlier. Before I get to Randy Taylor, folks, three announcements. First of all, folks, get ready. Get ready. Go to the wellness company. That's TWC.health/health. Hagman. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to need this because we have a situation where China manufactures 90% of our pharmaceuticals, if you can believe that. I'm talking about antibiotics and such. You're going to need this, excuse me, as we enter into the coming days, weeks, and months. You're going to need this in your emergency kit. Go to the wellness company, twc.health/Hagman. There it is on your screen. There's a link to this on Hagman PI. Please do this right away. Okay, use our affiliate code because, yeah, we get a little bit of a bump from that, but use our affiliate code, twc.health/Hagman. Second thing, the set123.com or the dark bags. Folks, look, we are in a position right now where we're going to be having to make sure that our cell phones are protected by Faraday bags and such. We also have a situation where bullets are flying or will be flying. You're going to need something to help you on that. Go to darkbags.com, sat123.com. The whole array will be at hagmanpi.com for the links there. Make sure you mention Doug Hagman sent you, but for crying out loud, please protect yourself in both the physical part, which is here, as well as the medical part, which is at the wellness company. Please do that, but mention Doug Hagman from at sat123.com. And if I have to explain to you why you need it, then quite frankly, you don't need it. All right. There's that. And the third announcement is perhaps one of the most exciting announcements I can give you. It comes with a request, though. Because of the situation that everyone finds themselves in, and I'm going to tell you right now, Randy Taylor is part of this. Eric the Tech is the brains behind this, but we're gonna be making a mark on history, and we're gonna be making a mark in the days ahead. And when I say that, I'm not talking about a physical mark, but a mark in history. Things are going to be changing. I'm excited to announce, and this is very, very preliminary, but it's necessary for me to tell you now because you're gonna have to prepare for the change in this program. We will be going to a live interactive format that will actually begin, I don't know what time, 7 or 8 o'clock at night. What time? 8 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Thank you, Eric the Tech. I don't even have all the details that Eric the Tech is working out. It's going to be live. Live. Our primary platform is going to be Rumble. And with the Rumble, you're going to be able to interact with me, with Randy Taylor, with whatever guests might be on, with Eric the Tech. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. But you have to prepare for it now. How can you do that? Go to rumble.com, create an account. That's all you have to do. It's free. You don't have to do anything else. But that gives you the ability to ask a question. It gives you the ability to make a comment and interact with us. We're looking to start it as early as maybe October 8th or 7th or whatever, or sometime in that, maybe the 15th, but in that time period, we're going to be starting that. And along with that is going to be Randy Taylor. He's going to be a big part of it. Eric the Tech, of course, already a big part of it, but I'm excited about this because what we need to do is we need to help. As InfoWars is being just pummeled by the deep state, we need to fill in that gap. So I'm thankful to Eric, who's working like 5 different jobs. I can't believe that he's still walking upright and taking nourishment because it's incredible what he does. But I thank him from the bottom of my heart, and I thank Randy Taylor from the bottom of my heart and everyone involved. But more importantly, I think, or equally important, I thank each one of you. But here's the kicker. How, in order to do this, we have everything except about $15,000. We're short $15,000. And if I don't get it by next, if I don't have this extra $15,000 for equipment for different things that we need to really make this a success, so you're not frustrated by buffering, you're not frustrated by whatever. Excuse me. We're about $15,000 short. So if I don't get that by a week from today, I'm going to have to get yet another mortgage on my home, which is not a problem as far as I'm concerned, because I can't take it with me. It's frankly, and I hate that saying, it is what it is, but that's where we are. When I checked with the books and looked at the books, I'm thinking, okay, this is what we need. This is how much short we are. I was on the phone with the bank yesterday. They said, okay, we can help you out. You have to come in. And I tentatively set that for next Thursday, hoping, of course, we could probably raise enough money by then next Friday. I'm sorry. Next Friday, Thursday, Friday, it doesn't matter, by the end of next week. So there's that. So we're about 15 grand short. But that's going to just be so exciting to be able to really interact with people and to really come together. And that's huge. So please go to Rumble and subscribe on Rumble. Doesn't cost you anything. Become, I don't know what they call it. You create an account, whatever. It's easy as heck. And the second part, of course, most importantly, is follow us on Rumble. That will push our numbers up. Because, again, at one point we had 250,000 followers on YouTube when they pulled the plug on us. This is not going to happen on Rumble. So we need your support, and we need you to do this. Eric the Tech, have I forgotten anything? Go ahead.
Everybody should be using Rumble.
Yes.
Rumble app should be installed on your Fire Sticks, on your Google TVs, whatever you got, on your Rokus, because it's not just us on there that is live. Like, you get live coverage throughout the day. InfoWars is on there. Bannon's on there. Well, right now he's physically not on there, but his show is on there. Pasobic. There's so many people.
Yeah. And frankly, if I can... Seriously, I actually did it on my the TV, okay, that I use. It was easy. It was simple. And if I can do it, you can do it. I mean, I have trouble using a dial-up rotary phone sometimes. It's easy. You can do it.
But that platform is getting bigger and bigger. We're jumping on.
We're already on Rumble, but Rumble Live, this will be fantastic. So thank you for all of that. All right, let's get right into the show. Randy Taylor, randytaylorrt@hagmanpi.com if you want to talk to him. And by the way, I did get the message from the person who's got information about our current investigation in Western Pennsylvania. I did get that. Watch for a communication from me. Thank you so much, RT. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Yes, I'm glad you responded to him.
Yes. I had to do some checking on this because we've been getting some awfully weird comms.
Emails.
Emails. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, you gotta vet everything, but as soon as it's one of the ones where you looked at the email and you knew right away.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's when I got those. I don't know what time it was last night, but I was like, Doug, you need to look at this.
Yeah. And it was interesting because when you sent me that communication, I was looking at that thinking, okay, boy, it sounds, you know, exactly. I know what he's talking about and he knows what I'm talking about. So, yeah. All right.
And thank you everybody really for your communications. We got a lot of really super positive emails yesterday over the show and talking about the subject matter yesterday. And you know what? Those emails are encouraging. And please, what Doug said about Rumble, please go sign up. And what he's talking about, putting it on the TV, I did it too, believe it or not.
Yeah. And you know, I watched, if I can talk out of school for a moment, yeah. I watched your daughter do things I didn't think were possible. Okay. She, how old is she? Just had a birthday. So she's what, 16?
16. Yeah. Sweet 16.
Yeah. And, in like five or six, I don't know, I don't even know what she was doing before I even had the last sentence out of my mouth of what I wanted. It was already done electronically.
I'm thinking, she is. She's sharp as a tack when it comes to that. But these kids today, well, you got to remember, we didn't grow up with computers.
Yeah.
We grew up with, I remember when they brought electric typewriters into the high school.
I do too. Well, we were still using abacus stuff.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great show.
Wait a second. Who remember? What? Have you used this? I mean, I remember using slide rules. I can still use this. I still have a slide rule.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
We're dating ourselves here, man.
I don't want to date you no matter what happens. Okay. All right. Yeah, we got a great show lineup for you. Let's start out with this. This broke yesterday. Hey, was Eric Adams going to be indicted? Well, I believe he is. By the time you see this show, the indictment will probably already be unsealed. But let's take a look. 40 seconds. New York City Mayor Eric Adams indicted following a federal criminal corruption investigation. Here it is.
Guys, Paul Morrow for RobsDesk.org. So right now, the rumors are flying hot and heavy that Mayor Eric Adams, mayor of New York City, has indeed been indicted. As of right now, Wednesday night, the indictment has not been unsealed. Rumor is, and it looks corroborated right now, that the indictment will be unsealed tomorrow, Thursday morning, with the mayor actually surrendering next week. But Mayor Eric Adams appears to have been indicted here in New York City. Stay tuned. We're going to be following it.
And my apologies. I thought that was yesterday. It was Wednesday. And again, I'm still a day behind on things. But Thursday, okay, the mayor's official, federal agents on Thursday morning went to the mayor's official residence, seized his phone. And the indictment, this comes amid a federal investigation into allegations that Adams, a former New York City Police Department chief, accepted illegal campaign donations from the Turkish government. But you can read all about it on the unsealed indictment Thursday. Go ahead, sir.
Sorry. From the Turkish government.
From the Turkish government.
The wonders never cease.
Well, yeah.
They should have called Hillary first. She would have paved the way on how to accept overseas donations.
Well, exactly. I mean, Hillary and others have that down pat, so why didn't they do that?
Man.
Yeah. All right. Keep your eye on that because the reason I brought this up, and rather than get into the crux of the indictment, folks, you can do that on your own, but there's more coming far beyond. And you have to ask yourself, is it because maybe what he said about the guests, you know, the illegals that have invaded New York City, because of his reluctance to continue on with the Biden regime's agenda? Is that a reason for this? I don't know. Who knows? But they're always holding something over you. All right. Let's get to this. Now, if you or I would have said this is 10 seconds, this is cut to the call to exterminate President Donald J. Trump. When I saw this, I think it was Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, maybe, I don't know, Thursday. I don't know when I saw this, but Gina Raimondo, the Secretary of Commerce, was telling Stephanie Ruhle that the Democrats need to extinguish Trump for good. Now, if you or I would say this about Biden, about Harris, about anyone else, we'd be in jail. Watch this, 10 seconds.
Like, how did we get here? Let's extinguish him for good.
It was like a bug right there. So you felt...
Yeah, and there's Biden smashing a pretend bug on the table. Okay, yeah. RT, what do you think about that bullshit?
You know what? They said extinguish and then referenced killing something. Ladies and gentlemen, these people have no... I don't even know how to describe it. They're happy to see Donald Trump in a position of danger. They want to see him killed. And the ones that are acting like, oh, that's a bad thing. Yep, bullshit. Okay, you're trying to kill our candidate. And I cannot believe that we're in the United States of America and they're trying to kill the candidate. I can't believe the FBI or DOJ were releasing the letter from the last fruitcake that was lined up to shoot it at President Trump. I want to see this whole deal come down. I want to see this house burnt down.
Yeah.
And what did we say yesterday? It's ballots or bullets. And FBI, DOJ, kiss my ass. Ballots or bullets, baby. You better get out there, FBI, DOJ, and you better clean up these elections. You don't have a whole lot of time. You better get on it. Because when you drop the ball this time, there's no coming back from it. We're done. It's over.
Amen to that.
Doug, I mean that. I'm done. It's over. You have no idea the hell that's coming. If you guys, and you know what? That's like telling Satan to become a good guy. So guess what? Hell's coming, baby.
Well, we're coming and we're bringing hell with us.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
There you go. Because I'll tell you something right now. If we cannot resolve this legally, that means we cannot resolve this peaceably. And I'm going to be honest with you. No one in their right mind wants to see violence in this country.
Absolutely not.
And Jamie Walden, who is a friend of mine and just a great patriot, is going to be talking about that by way of a couple of video segments later on. But you're going to see how bad this is. If we told you, because Randy Taylor has been following this more than I think anyone else around in this circle of researchers, if we told you that there are 1.2 million Chinese soldiers in the U.S. right now waiting for orders, would you believe us? RT, any comment on that?
They're north of the border, Chaser.
They're north of the border as well.
Yep. We have a real problem on our hands. And listen, you guys have no idea. Okay. And I'll give you this from an inside source. Okay. The UN right now is hiring soldiers. Okay. There's an advertisement in Pakistan for soldiers for North America. I'm just taking you inside, okay?
Yep.
And that's all I'm going to say about that. You guys have no idea. You know, we've told you what's coming across the border. We've been telling you. You really have no idea what's here.
And
we are in trouble. And we told you yesterday, you better get ready. And don't say, I'm ready. Are you ready? That's what we're talking about. Ready.
Okay. Like
those old guns, you better make sure they fire. Well, you better get your ammo. Don't buy your ammo on the way, baby.
Oh, no. And yesterday with Steve Quayle, we were talking about different things like this. Look, get your guns out. Start practicing.
Teach your kids.
Teach your children
how to
that's
shoot.
That's so important. That's right.
My daughter, 16, she'll shoot the balls off a hummingbird at 100 yards. I kid you not.
The hummingbird ain't too happy about that, but
I'll tell you what, you would be impressed if you saw this child shoot. She blew away everybody at the weapons range, never touched a rifle before in her life. She was firing.
You might want to rephrase that. She didn't hurt anyone at the rifle range, did she? She didn't blow everyone away.
No, I didn't say that. I see what you're saying.
I'm kidding with you, bro.
Okay. No, but she was actually firing to where her first shot would go right in the same hole as the second shot. That's something for a child that had never touched a rifle.
You know, the DNA doesn't fall far, does it?
No, Dad, and that's still a good shot. But I was blown away by the child. I was like, man, she's mine.
I know. And folks, we want that for you. Look, yes. I know the demographics of our audience. Okay. We do appeal to an older audience, and I like that because the older are the wiser, generally speaking. And that's not to disparage the young people, but you know what we're talking about here. That's what. So teach your grandchildren or your children.
Teach them well.
Teach them well, because you're going to need it coming up.
And the older audience is awesome too, because you have no idea how many guys are ready to go with us, and gals.
Yeah,
are ready to go with Doug. They're like, "You just tell us where we're going." I kid you not.
Oh, I know.
And you know what? Oh, and real quick, a thank you to Danny. Just want to say, Danny G, appreciate it, brother. Okay,
Danny G, thank you. You and I have to talk. No, I'm kidding.
Any relation to Kenny G?
Kenny G?
No. Oh, don't insult the guy. Come on.
we have too much fun, I'll tell you. Okay. All right.
She's laughing now when he hears this.
Honest to goodness, you guys. Hey, you guys. Fetterman. Okay. Look, January 6th. All right. A lot of things happened this week on Capitol Hill with respect to January 6th. Horowitz.
Insurrection. They haven't seen an insurrection.
And to sedition hunters out there, to Midas Touch, to the assholes out there, let me tell you something. Here's my viewpoint. Okay, if we were going to have an insurrection, that wasn't it. We didn't go far enough. If our intent was to have an insurrection, you would have known it. You wouldn't be talking today.
Yes. Right.
Okay, you bunch of
Trump would have. Trump would have given the last presidential speech.
Exactly. The fact is this:
Hamas supporters can insurrect.
There you go.
Yep, there you go. And Antifa and Black Lives Matter. But you J6ers, you Donald Trumpers, don't you come near your capital.
The sad thing about this is the Justice Department is so effed up. Okay. And remember yesterday, Patrick Byrne, I think he said this, or maybe it was part that we didn't play. Obama was responsible during his 8 years of putting his people throughout the Justice Department and the federal judges.
Yes.
And what we saw with January 6th was in part because of Barack Hussein Obama. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. If you are, folks, listen to me. If you want to know about Barack Hussein Obama, and I mean really know about him, subscribe to Susan Daniels' Substack. You will thank me later. Susan Daniels on Substack. I'll put a link up because she is up his ass with a microscope and knows all about. I talked to her last night. And she's a licensed PI. Extremely, extremely, extremely knowledgeable about everything with respect to.
Well, Obama's just an extension of what Bush started and Dick Cheney. This is all one thing. You look at it back then. That wasn't Republicans and Democrat. That's just one. They just changed suits. Okay, Obama continued with it. He kept going with the Arab Spring, empowering the Muslim Brotherhood. All right, it wasn't any different than Bush. And what your key thing to remember in the background, okay, Liz Cheney doing what Daddy wanted with the J6ers. And that bitch knows she was lying and destroying evidence that could exonerate people. Yeah. That was not an insurrection. Cheat in the elections to find out what an insurrection looks like. And I can say that. I can say that, Doug. Anybody that is in tune with the people.
Carry the show and can read. Carry the show. I'm gonna walk into my office. I'm going to pick up a well-worn copy.
Got to take a nap.
Yeah, I got
to. Eric, watch him. Watch him, Eric. Watch him. Make sure the door doesn't close. No, we're talking about.
I gotta go party. No, I got to go into my office and grab a copy of a well-worn book from None Dare Call It Treason. I believe that's the name of it. I've only looked at it like a million times by John Stormer back in the 60s. but the, exactly but you what you're at, talking about.
Yeah, when you look at you look at Bush and Cheney, okay, and moving forward, then you went directly into Barack Obama, Joe Biden. The agenda was the same the entire time. Foreign policy did not change. Okay, foreign policy hadn't changed in this country until Donald Trump went into office, and Donald Trump broke a cycle that was already engaged. They were already going. If they had had their way, and then stop and think about the horror of this, okay? Bush, Cheney, Obama, Biden, and then Hillary Clinton and her vice president. Think about that. Had that happened, okay? They weren't about, okay, and after 4 years of Trump, they weren't about to let this happen again. And that's why they cheated in the election, okay? We know they cheated. They know they cheated. And unfortunately, our justice system is so screwed up that even with tons of video evidence, you know, if someone was on trial for murder and as much video evidence of cheating showed up as it did about the election fraud, that person would be put to death. Now, we're not talking about circumstantial evidence. We're talking about raw evidence. And then they boldly and blatantly still sit there and say, absolutely nothing happened. And it's crazy. And to further the fraud, look what Donald Trump, look what he's faced here with this judge that made up the charges as they went. And the prosecutor. Stop and think about that. This happened in America. We did nothing. We did nothing. And that's what scares me. You saw what happened to Donald Trump. A man was taken to court, not charged. The day he was taken to court, he was not facing charges. Not official charges. Nothing on paper. But then once the trial starts and they start moving along, then they formulate the charges as they go. Stop and think about if that was to happen in your local courthouse. Amen. To people you know. Stop and think about that. Would it be accepted? Happened to you? Yeah, yeah, you know, what? And we let this happen. I'll tell you right now, that sentencing in September, and I'm not sure if it's, what happened to that, Doug? When is Trump supposed to be sentenced on that?
Well, now it's after the... It I guess November 26th or something like that.
Okay. So, yeah. You know what? They better, you better hope the elections are fair and square. This isn't, we're not saying if Trump loses, all right. Do you look at some serious civil unrest if there's any cheating in the election? And anybody that cheats in the election, I dare say this, it's going to be taking their own safety in their own hands.
Yep.
This isn't 2020. And you better know it. And DOJ and FBI, if you give a damn about this country like you claim you do, you'd better get something in place before the elections. And I know you won't. See, I can say that. I can say that because I know you little jerk-offs won't.
But I know. Think of the balls that mother-daughter team had, and the what was that Facebook post or some look at all of these ballots and stuff, and you know, and then the other there's another black woman who made threats and stuff like that. Yet you know you've got people who say that the election is unfair. They want to brand that as misinformation, and Hillary Clinton wants you in jail and re-education camp.
Yes.
Okay. Now, real quick, and this is what I want to...
They've convicted people for murder with less evidence. You know what I'm saying?
Against, right. These are, yes.
Less this isn't circumstantial.
Than, yeah.
I mean, we got video of it. Tons of it.
Yeah.
Add it all up. If you added it all up and made somebody sit through it, or a group of people sit through it, by the end of the day, they would literally would they wouldn't believe. Nobody's done that. Nobody's put that all together, every incident of fraud that they have on video.
Well, Mike Lindell has, and they crushed him.
Well, you know what? Then we need to somehow get the man uncrushed, get our hands on it, and get it out in front of the American public. I never saw it.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. They have destroyed, or are in the process of destroying, Mike Lindell. They've destroyed Sidney Powell. They've destroyed, and some say, well, they brought it on themselves. That's a bunch of bullshit. And I'm going to tell you, going back to 1964.
For standing up for truth, they brought it on themselves.
Right. Insane, right? Now, this is a well-worn copy of None Dare Call It Treason. You can see this is an original copy. It's kind of coming apart, you know, but it's still one of my favorite books. Back in the early 60s, I just reference this real quick because I'm going to ask you, does this sound familiar? This is on page 160. This is in a chapter called Mental Health, which is interesting for a number of reasons. But here's one of the things written. The threat of discrediting a conservative political leader by branding him mentally ill or committing an anti-communist to a mental institution has been used sparingly, not so much anymore, but has been used sparingly. Now they're throwing him in prison. But frequently enough to establishing a frightening pattern. Now the author talks about Whitaker Chambers, unmasking a high State Department official, Alger Hiss, a communist agent, which he was, regardless of what Wikipedia states.
Wikipedia.
This is interesting. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. The Walker case. Major General Edwin A. Walker, a decorated war hero and outspoken anti-communist, was arrested while leaving Oxford, Mississippi on October 1st, 1962 on orders of, wait for it, Attorney General, wait for it. Who was Attorney General in 62? Wait for it. That's right, Robert F. Kennedy. Okay. Now, who was in Washington? Walker was charged with, wait for it, seditious conspiracy, and again, wait for it, insurrection. Huh. Sound familiar? U.S. President, United Press said Walker cautioned the crowds against violence. The AP said he advocated rioting. Does that sound familiar to anyone?
Wow.
This is in 1964 in this book. Okay. And he was labeled a psychopath. No one examined him. So a government psychiatrist in D.C. who had never seen or examined Walker judged him to be mentally ill on the basis of newspaper stories. What do we see with Donald Trump? Oh, he's cognitively impaired.
The psychiatrists that were doing exams from 2,000 miles away.
There you go.
Guys.
There you go. Yeah. The bottom line with the Walker case is, he was anti-communist, and because of that, RFK said he needs to be arrested, charged with seditious conspiracy and insurrection. They tossed him in a mental hospital. The mental hospital adjudicated him to be sane. And then he volunteered. He voluntarily submitted to a psychological examination and was pronounced mentally sound and operating on a superior level of intelligence by the head of the Southwest's largest psychiatric center. Walker's treatment, while outrageous, was legal under the provisions of U.S. Code sections 42, 44, 45, and 46, 42, 47, 42, 48. Undoubtedly, they would be found unconstitutional if tested in courts. However, they are presently the law, and any citizen's rights could be denied just as Walker's were. And here we are today. Look up the case of General Walker. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this book, which I bought for 10 cents at a used bookstore, if you can find one, get one. All right. But that's happening today.
Apparently they can do that.
Yeah.
And they are doing it. Well, you know what? That law needs to be rewritten. We'll take care of that in February.
There you go. All right. Now, January 6th, here's the problem with January 6th. January 6th was a lie. And how many police officers were killed on January 6th? Ask absolutely Jack Cashel.
None.
Jack Cashel, his book. It's over there. Ashley, get the book. Read the book. None. Zero. Zero. Does that trigger anybody? Zero. None. Yep. No cops were killed on January 6th.
The only person killed was Ashley Babbitt.
And Roseanne Boylan.
And Ashley Babbitt was murdered.
Ashley Babbitt was murdered, and so was Roseanne Boylan, who was crushed and then beaten with a stick by a Capitol police officer, a female Capitol police officer who was actually promoted. What a bunch of shit these people are.
That's why they came down so hard on the January 6th people. They think that they're scaring them away and keeping them from doing it again. No, you have no idea. They know that you're going to play tough. Guess what? If it happens again, you ain't going to stop it. You can't stop it. I don't care if you got 10,000 National Guard people there.
No, no.
Don't put your National Guard in harm's way.
And, you know, with regard to January 6th, Kamala Mattressback Knee Pads Harris has never explained why she was at the DNC. And the pipe bomb incident, where she was seconds or feet away from dying from a pipe bomb that was planted there by the feds. It was a Fed operation. Ask members of the media, start asking Kamala about the pipe bomb at the DNC and the RNC. Start asking questions, because you know why? That was all a Fed setup. And this week, because we're doing this week, listen to this, 37 seconds. Ted Cruz, during an interview, was Ray Epps of Fed. 37 seconds. Watch this real quick. Cut 6 in the show notes at HagmanPI.com. Here it is.
Ms. Sanborn, was Ray Epps of Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
The next day, on January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds later, 5 seconds after he's whispering to a person, that same person begins to forcibly tear down the barricades. Did Mr. Epps urge them to tear down the barricades?
Sir, similar to the other answers, I cannot answer that.
Why not? Is it yes or no? So apparently the answer is he was a Fed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And all the warnings that were given the government today, we're not leading in any kind of insurrection. We're not doing any violence, okay? I'm telling you what's going to happen. You can't hold me accountable just because I have knowledge.
There you go.
The knowledge, and that's it. And if you were paying any attention, got your heads out of your asses long enough to pay attention to what's going on in America. Okay? Not like these idiots in Washington, where you're at, that don't have a clue about what America really thinks. You bring it on yourselves. You bring it on yourselves. And unfortunately, Americans get hurt in the process. And that's on you guys. That's on you.
We should be storming that jail and getting these people out. That's what I believe. That's my idea.
Yes.
Or my view, I should say. And I'm allowed to have a view because this is the United States of America.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, this week, RT, I want your real, and folks, please pay attention to this. Folks, in RT, the Department of Justice Inspector General Horowitz, he admits that he delayed the report, now in draft form. We'll include info on a number of FBI informants on January 6th, which ones were inside the Capitol. Look, this was all a setup. We've proven it. But IG Horowitz and all the scumbags withholding evidence before the election should be held to account. The fact of the matter is, this was a wholly constructed trap by Pelosi, by Pelosi's daughter, by Schumer, by people at the Capitol, and I would dare say Pence was tacitly involved in this. People on the right, people on the left, but damn it, the truth has to come out well before the election, but it's not going to. You know why? Because Horowitz was told not to bring it out. But watch this, RT. Watch this. This is cut 3, 4 minutes, 23 seconds. You need to hear all of it. Here it is.
Years I've questioned FBI Director Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland about the federal assets, such as confidential human sources that were present on January 6th at the Capitol. And they have continuously stonewalled me. We've got no answers whatsoever about this from them. Now, you announced that you were going to do a review of the DOJ response and preparation, mainly preparation, I think, for January 6th. When did you start that review? When did you announce that review?
We announced it in 2021, but we ended up pausing it because of the ongoing criminal cases consistent with how we perform our work. We reinitiated it last year, and I'm in the process of reviewing a draft of the report.
So 3.5 years ago, it was announced that you'd be doing this review, and we still don't have the review, do we?
No. As I said, the reason is we paused the review because of the ongoing criminal work that would, consistent with our practice, we don't interfere with ongoing criminal investigations.
So, but now that you've restarted it, do you have evidence of the number of confidential human sources that were operating on the Capitol grounds on January 6th?
Our report will include the information in that regard.
Can you tell us today how many there were? Were there more than 100?
I'm not in a position to say that, both because it's in draft form and we have not gone through the classification review. And so I need to be careful on what
I say. So we're 4 years in. The reason to do these reports, I think, is so we don't make this, if there were any mistakes, not to make the same mistakes again. But we are just weeks away from the inauguration. We're 4 years, almost 4 years into this report. When is it going to be released?
It's certainly my hope and expectation, although I don't control this entirely because it has to go through a classification review, but certainly in the next couple of months is my hope.
Do you think, is there any consideration for the election about the release of this report? Would you delay it in order to not release it before the right before the election?
At this point, given the process that has to play out in terms of classification review and all of that, I'm not making any, I don't have to make any judgment about that. We're still, that still has to go on. Just but to give you a sense of it, when I did the Pfizer
are you, review, you're saying it's not even going to be done in time for the, before the election?
It doesn't, I doubt it would be done in time for the election.
Is it going to be done before the inauguration?
That is certainly my hope.
It's your hope. We're 4 years into it, and we know what we do know is you're going to expose that there were confidential human sources at the Capitol. Can you tell us today how many went into the Capitol?
I'll have that information in the report. I'm not able to speak to information in there, both because it's in draft and we get a response from the department and the FBI, okay, but also because I don't know yet what's classified and not classified.
So if they broke the law, if they went into the Capitol, which we pretty much know there were confidential human sources who went into the Capitol and right there alongside of everybody else. Wouldn't they need to follow DOJ CHS protocols? And do you know if those were followed?
They should follow CHS protocols. And again, we'll include that information in the report.
Do you know how many were reimbursed for travel?
As I sit here, I don't recall the number.
Or you won't tell us.
Well, and if I did know it, I wouldn't be in a position to tell you because we still have to go through.
We're 4 years into this. You're supposed to be the organization that goes and gets these answers when the FBI and the DOJ stonewall Congress. But I feel like, you know, we're 4 years into this. We're not even going to get this information. You're telling us now before the election. And maybe not even before the next inauguration, how would we make any corrections or without that information?
RT, go ahead and take this because that's a bunch of bullshit. They should have had this 3.5 years ago. Plain and simple.
They should have somebody different questioning. Definitely like a Trey Gowdy or something. Somebody along those lines.
Jim Jordan. Thomas Massey. So I like the guy.
But he's too soft. He's too soft spoken. Okay. Yeah, he did. That guy needed to be dressed down and embarrassed. He needed to be sent home with his tail tucked between his legs.
Well, okay? Then let's go to video 5. Cut 5. I don't recall who's questioning him here. Go ahead and play cut 5 and give me your take on this.
Okay.
Cut 5.
It was a setup.
I mean, if you clearly have men dressed as Trump supporters walking around inside the Capitol on the other side of police officers who are, to one extent or another, not engaged with them, like they're not concerned about them, then you have a set of closed doors, like exterior doors and interior doors closed, and you have police officers positioned outside and then in between the two doors, and then on the inside of the second set of doors. Doors weren't open yet.
What time was this?
So if you have video, this was a couple of the videos that Trump was still speaking.
Did you have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters inside the Capitol on January the 6th prior to the doors being open?
Again, I had to be very careful.
It should be a no. Can you not tell the American people no? We did not have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters positioned inside the Capitol.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
You should not read anything into my decision not to share information.
Director Ray, confidentially. Gentlemen's time has expired.
We have other evidence, specific observations of police officers, Capitol Police or Metro or both, entering rooms and here in the Capitol in uniform and coming out as Trump supporters and construction workers.
So that was a mashup of different things, but you saw Clay Higgins questioning Ray. Is that better?
Not a little bit better. These people just absolutely disgust me.
Indeed.
Simple yes or no answers. That's it. That's all you need. You know, can't do that. You know what? I want every one of them charged.
Every single one of them.
Every one of those last bastards to see the inside of a jail cell.
Yep.
Every one of them. They're sitting up in there, their coats and ties, and think that they're going to wreck it for everybody. This is our country.
And by the way, when you put them in the cells, leave the ties on them. Leave the shoelaces in the shoes. Give them every opportunity to take care of business on their own before we have to do it.
That's right. And put them in a cell with the most violent homosexual rapist there is.
There you go.
I don't care.
Could be like Will Smith with that other guy.
These are bad visuals, my friend.
I know.
Somebody loved your P. Diddy comment yesterday, by the way, about the petroleum jelly or the jelly.
Well, I'm telling you, man. You think that was baby oil or lubricant? You better check the composition of what was in those bottles, because I'll tell you.
I'm not saying. Yeah. This is weird. P. Diddy getting popped. The New York guy. The mayor. It's weird things happening right now, Doug.
Yeah,
there's strange happenings.
Let's. Folks, you and I, you, me, RT, Eric the Tech, and every member of our team, we have the ability to push this and push this and push this until the truth comes out. And if we fail to do so, shame on us. But I'm going to tell you right now, every single one of these bastards, from Pelosi to Biden to Harris to everyone involved, the Christopher Ray, Comey, Strzok, Page, the entirety, Avril Haines, Lisa Monaco, they need to see the insides of prison cells after a trial. And let's make this happen. We can make this happen. We can demand it.
And the people that persecuted Donald Trump during his last presidency over things that were not true. Isn't it getting kind of old? Millie?
Yep.
Yeah, about going after Donald Trump for things that didn't occur. The Steele dossier. I mean, just heading back, that that Vindman or whatever his name was?
Alexander Vindman.
Well, I'd just like to catch him at home.
Ukrainian
there.
Alexander Vindman and his brother.
That's strange. No, Ukrainian. Ukrainian. Every time we turn around, there's something else about Ukraine. These people are trying to kill Donald Trump. One of the main reasons is over his refusal to support Ukraine.
Yes, yes.
Donald Trump is trying to avoid World War III. Let me tell you something. There isn't anybody in this government, okay, and the previous government, you know, the ones that jump up and we'll sign a letter, but none of you, okay, because you illegally invaded a sovereign country back in the early 2000s. So you cannot say a word to Vladimir Putin about going in to Ukraine. You cannot. You don't have the moral justification. How many people did we murder in Iraq? How many millions? Yeah. We're not talking about just the ones that made it actually into the count.
Oh, no.
We're talking about the ones that nobody knows anything about.
Somebody
said, realize Doug and I were really in depth,
yes,
as to what was going on in Iraq and Afghanistan. So when you want to try and tell us a lie, you can kiss our collective asses. We know better. I know better. Yep,
we do. And everything about Iraq, Afghanistan, well, Afghanistan's a little different, but Iraq specifically was a friggin' lie. Everything.
Absolutely fallen. I would feel horrible for assisting the U.S. government in any way, shape, or form going into that.
Yep. And Scott Ritter, for all of his frailties with respect to younger girls at Colony New York back in the day, with all due respect, that, you know, he's not wrong. Again, he's not somebody I would want to have coffee with, but the guy is not wrong in that. I'm talking about Scott Ritter.
He was doing his job. He did his job. What somebody does in their personal life is one thing. What they're doing in their job is another. Honestly, that's where I draw a line. I always have. I'm a former employer. I'm a former employee. Okay. There's a line there somewhere, but no, we don't condone anything Ritter did off the clock. But what he did on the clock, he was absolutely correct. It's kind of like Rob Ford, the old mayor of Toronto, the one that used to get caught smoking crack and all. I didn't give a damn what that big old good old boy did in his off hours. All I know is he was the best mayor of Toronto ever had.
I'm telling you.
He did. People don't know Rob Ford, look him up. He's a very controversial mayor. But anyway, listen.
Let's switch gears here because we have a lot more to cover.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I'm going to tell you this. This is okay. We'll go to Martin County Sheriff. This is cut 7. Martin County Sheriff questions. There are certain questions that Martin County Sheriff in Florida has about Ryan Wesley Routh, or Ruth, whatever you want to call him.
And Martin County is where Routh was picked up.
That's correct.
Just to be clear, it's just north of West Palm.
Yes. Thank you. I'm glad you made that distinction because there are certain sheriffs who apparently are not curious, and then there are others who are. This one is. This is cut 7, 48 seconds. Here it is.
To my knowledge, does he have any ties to Martin County? I think the answer to my knowledge, the answer is no. I have no knowledge. I think what we're finding out is he's not from this area, which, of course, raises the bigger question is, how does a guy from not here get all the way to Trump International, realize that the former president of the United States is golfing and is able to get a rifle in that vicinity? I think that's the question the FBI, the Secret Service are laser focused on today. Is this guy part of a conspiracy? Is he a lone gunman? If he's a lone gunman, President Trump is that much safer because we have him. But if he's part of a conspiracy, then this whole thing really takes on a very ominous tone.
Well, guess what? Sheriff, he's part of a conspiracy.
Yeah, Sheriff, and thanks for saying something, brother.
And there it is. You've got to have local law enforcement like that speak out, because now, today, versus when that happened, he is more informed. I'm just going to leave it there. Connected with that.
Florida sheriffs. Yeah. All right.
So,
all right.
Connected with that. Connected with that. Watch. Boy, this is, man, hats. I look horrible in hats. Anyway.
I've got mine too, sir. I got it with a hamburger.
I like yours. I like yours a lot, actually. I wear that. I wear one like that just when I'm home alone. And it makes me feel like a king.
Short bus is coming.
I'm telling you. But
it's the required headgear.
Yeah. I'm not gonna tell you where I got this hat. But anyway, perhaps unrelated, maybe not to my hat, watch this, because this really is important for people to understand why we're doing what we're doing. Watch this. So I guess I probably should tell you, right? This is cut 6 at HagmanPI.com in the show notes. Here it is.
Questions. What's going on? This is not normal. And is it really shocking that all this egregious violence goes against my husband? Especially that we hear the leaders from the opposition party and mainstream media branding him as a threat to democracy, calling him vile names. They only fueling a toxic atmosphere and giving power all of these people that they want to do harm to him. This needs to stop. This needs to stop. The country needs to unite. And I encourage everybody to read my letter that I wrote on July 14 again, because that cannot continue.
Now, she came out and said, too, along with her son and some other people close, that they don't trust the people closest to President Trump in some respects. Go ahead and comment on that.
We absolutely do not. And your, one of your biggest clues is, how did the gunman know that at the last minute Trump was going to be playing golf? Somebody had to say something from the inner circle. There is a conspiracy. It's deeper than people think. Donald Trump is in danger. And I'm going to tell you right now, and we said this, what, months ago, watch. I'm concerned. My big concern is his aircraft. Okay, I have a very legitimate concern. I think Alex Jones brought that up the other night.
And there's a reason why he brought that up. That came from your lips to his ears.
Now, I'll tell you what, it's a real threat. And I know this because of my counterterrorism work. Okay? We had to look at that. We had to look at the various international airports around the United States. And we talked about that. I talked about that with the FBI.
And okay. You identified numerous times.
Yes, one in particular that.
And you don't have to say what it is, but
I'm not going to. I won't say it. But it goes. Use us. Use this airport. It's the perfect, and it scares me. It really scares me. And we just got to get them to listen. The people to listen. You know, his security. They have to expand their perimeter coverage. Though the perimeter coverage is where we're having the failures.
No, he did. Well, never mind. Let me rephrase that, this. I did receive pictures, and I think they might have even published them at Trump Tower. They rolled out new personal security. Did you see that? I'm not even sure. I think they published them.
No, but even when they engaged the shooter down there in Florida, I was surprised that he was still alive.
Yes,
you know, nothing makes sense. Maybe I'm just a better shot. I don't know. I think I'd have killed the son of a bitch, and maybe they didn't kill him because they wanted to question him. I don't know. I don't know. There's so many I don't know.
Wanted to question him. They sent him the IC, the CIA in this case. And I'm going to tell you right now, here's what we found. And I think disclosure, allows for people to live another day. The shooter in Florida has a relationship to the shooting network that exists in Butler. Does that make sense?
Right, which ties back to Ukraine. Says exactly. Once again, you know, there's a common thread here, ladies and gentlemen, and all you people that are like, you know, your neighbors, oh, we're going to support Ukraine, poor Ukraine. But you know what? You're financing this kind of crap. Okay? They're willing to kill Donald Trump over a war that isn't our war. Donald, you know what? If he was president, we wouldn't even be talking about this. Ukraine wouldn't be an issue. Putin would have never went into Ukraine. Donald Trump is not a threat to democracy. He's a threat to all the people that are trying to destroy our democratic republic. Do you notice these Democrats? You ever notice that? They don't ever say it's a republic or democracy. You know, it's our democracy. They don't even know what government we have. But they hate it. And they want to take it from us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have to stop them. And, Doug, we got a few minutes left, yeah?
Yeah, go on. I wanted to play. I wanted to change tack. Go on.
No, go ahead.
Okay, here's what I want. Yeah, we've got about, carry the one, not. We've got about 20 minutes left.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
Carry the one scared me.
Too much Jethro from Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah. Okay. Changing tact here a little bit, the World War III. Okay. Donald Trump, of course, wants to make peace or have a peace, end the war in Ukraine, Russia, Ukraine. 650,000 soldiers, I think, on the Ukraine side have been murdered. Roughly the same or similar numbers on Russia. This is a slaughter. Well over a million people are dead. Soldiers are dead because of Ukraine and Russia. And the warmongers like Josh Shapiro sighting a friggin' missile in Pennsylvania. What the hell? What's wrong with you? Okay. But anyway, to that end, Jamie Walden, Wisconsin Christian News. Okay, I want to just play this. This is one of three clips. This is cut A from source video 9 in the show notes. This is only about a minute long, less than a minute long, and this is about the Chinese troops we mentioned. But these were brought in by Biden Harris. Harris, emphasis on Harris, because she, of course, is the border czar. Unless, of course, you are so delusional, you have no idea what you're talking about. And then she doesn't have anything to do with this. But she brought this, as well as Biden and the communist left, headed it in mid-management by Barack Hussein Obama. This is cut A. Comment on this to RT afterwards. Go ahead and play cut A.
Poised and waiting for attack. I talked to a general, command staff general, not too long ago. He said that there are, by his estimates, 1.2 million Chinese fighting force inside the United States waiting for zero day or day X to occur. 1.2 million Chinese troops actively pre-staged all across the U.S. for day X, when they are going to create so much havoc and chaos that the entirety of the United States of America is done overnight, in an instant, in a single hour, in a single day, just like the scripture says. And then all these nations are going to move on their strategic targets. But they have to eliminate the United States of America first.
RT, your thoughts?
You're absolutely right. We've been saying this for a long time, Doug. This is a surprise. I just want to know, when is enough enough?
When is enough enough? I don't know. You know.
When is it? You know what I mean? My personal drop dead date on all this crap? It's election day.
No, for me, it was a week ago Tuesday. But I don't know.
It is. But I'm just saying, I'm giving them until election day. This 40 days get straightened up. We better win by so much. Whether you don't understand, people aren't grasping what's going to happen in this country.
But here's the thing. If we win, then the left is going to burn cities, loot.
And you know what? Then we'll meet them in the street and put them down, Doug.
I'm there
with
you.
It's going to have to be done. I had said this before. BLM and Antifa would not be a problem if just simply any one of those Antifa marches and where they were tearing up cities, any one of them, if you gave me 600 veterans, okay, and I prefer on-the-ground infantry types, okay, 600 of them just with ball bats, we would have cleaned it up. We would have cleaned it up. And if you ever see that happening, ladies and gentlemen, get out of the way.
Or get
hit. It's time for the men to get off our asses and do something. You got to protect your children. You have to protect your wives. You have no idea what's coming. You want some little Chinese soldier raping your wife in your kitchen? Is that what you want? When are you going to put down the beer, shut off the football game, and get serious about your country?
There you go.
Your country, where you take for granted, you're taking for granted what you have, the freedoms and rights that you have, you are taking for granted when you turn on that TV set instead of going and talking to a neighbor.
And you instead better make friends with your neighbors.
You better, I tell you what, because it's going to be the small groups that band together that are going to survive this crap.
Okay.
The man alone out there, there's no man alone. I don't care who you are, badasses, right? There's no man alone can take on that kind of onslaught. He's a lone wolf. You're easy prey.
Okay. You're exactly right. Now, there's a lot of talk about the end times. Are we in the end times and stuff? RT, I apologize for interrupting, but I just want to get this last cut in here. This is cut B. There's also a cut C, but we're not going to have time to play that. But cut B, from the same interview, Jamie Walden, who's a friend of mine, friend of the show, great guy, author of Omega Dynamics, great speaker. He's been an EMT, EMT paramedic. He's been a firefighter. He's been in the military. He knows he's got contacts out the wazoo. He's really good. Cut B in the link again will be at Hagman PI for the entire interview. Here's Cut B. It's a little bit longer, but it's important. Cut B, go ahead.
What we have right now is a unique convergence of things on a level that has never been seen. Never been seen since the flood. Like when we're talking antediluvian world pre-flood, there's been tenets of it before. But what's unique about this time is what we have for the first time ever in the history of humanity is a counterfeit omniscience and omnipresence through technology to actually create a globally centralized hive mind of Neuralink based biometrically identifiable synced threat fusion centers literally linked to your DNA.
Then
with all the concentric infrastructure built up off of that for a total counterfeit omniscience and omnipresence. And
where every thought of every man was the only evil all the time.
Yep. And where they, being the powers of darkness and operating through men, right, through mankind, they have the ability now to actually know every single thing about you at all times. Most people don't think it's capable. Then you don't understand threat fusion centers. And you don't understand social credit scores. You don't understand what's actually going on social media apps and through the different apps or through the cell phones. That every type, every text, every image, everything you look at, everything you swipe, how many milliseconds you stare at one picture, the next, every little detail is being cataloged. And there actually is a dossier on virtually every human being on the face of the earth. So they have achieved counterfeit omniscience and counterfeit omnipresence through technology, which that infrastructure must be there before the next stage. The next stage, and the next stage will be the shared collective traumatic experience on a global level that has never been seen. Never been seen. World War One, World War Two can't put a candle to it. You know, there's been other significant traumas throughout the history of humanity, and none of them compared to World War One or World War Two. When you look at the vileness and the visceralness of it, and the loss of life, and how many aspects of our corporeal reality were intertwined with those major wars. But what's coming next is going to make those look like a walk in the park. And so once they have that completed, now you have the perfect terraforming of the psyche, psychosis, for lack of a better word, of the entirety of the human population. And the infrastructure for what comes next is already done. So when I talk about this stuff, we're not talking future tense. We're not talking about it's in a think tank or it's in development or they're working out the kinks in it. It's a done deal. They rolled this out 20 plus years ago, and they have been refining the data through the metadata, through the technologies in other countries, in particular China, with their social credit score, to beta test it, to work it all out, so that when they loose it onto the Western-centric nations that have more of a self-reliance or independent, you know, republic-based or democratic-based governments, more of a willingness to push back against tyranny in that way, that by the time they roll it out on the West, it'll already be perfected and there will be no holes in it whatsoever. So this thing is a done deal. It is just completely finished and literally waiting. So now you can see the deck being stacked with the necessary succession of events to get to the point where it is the full blown end of the age. So in short, I unequivocally believe we are in the last of the last days, that the time of sorrows is nearing its end. I believe we've been in the time of sorrows for about the last 80 years, or even you can even go back a little bit further than that, the beginning of the Industrial Revolution in the late 1800s and the early 1900s has been the initiation of the time of sorrows. Then you have, you know, all the precursors to that and what came out of World War One with the League of Nations to lead us right into World War Two to get the United Nations. So then they can get us to World War Three and get the globalized, centralized government under one head, one government with one ruling class over all the face of the earth. It's been a very strategic succession of events. And right smack in the middle of that is the rebirthing of Israel, the reoccupation of Jerusalem by the Jews, the rebirthing or reanimation of a Hebraic language, a language that was thought to be dead, all the way up into the point of today, where all the countries listed in both the Psalm 83 war, as well as Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, are currently poised to converge on Jerusalem, the same Jerusalem that's currently poised to start sacrificing red heifers so they can consecrate the new Temple Mount, the same Jerusalem that former President Trump, most likely soon to be future President Trump, has braggadociously talked about the art of the deal that he worked out 6+ years ago through the Abraham Accords and the Kushner family to create a two-state solution with the sharing of the Temple Mount to the rebuilding of the third temple, the very temple that the Antichrist will arise within and proclaim himself to be God, and that there is no God but him. After a global traumatic World War III, where one quarter, then one third, it goes on, of the world's population is slaughtered post haste. Global hyperinflationary collapse, a new centralized ruling government, a new centralized currency, a new centralized counterfeit omniscience and omnipresence, and all of it will be based out of that place in Jerusalem where everything is already done. It's all done. They're just waiting for the right catalyst to initiate the next salvo, which will be the actual tribulation.
And I'll say this. Israel, in the next 35 to 40 days, will attack Iran. I totally believe that. Watch the entire interview. The link is at HagmanPI.com, or you can simply go to Wisconsin Christian News on Rumble or at their website and watch that entire interview. RT, what do you think? A lot of people don't like to talk about Israel, but go ahead.
Well, the I'm still not going to be complacent.
No, no, of course not.
That's kind of where that was going.
Like, no. You got to watch the whole thing.
The United States runs the world.
They do. Yeah.
If we don't fall, we can save what's going on. We can save this planet. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it's that simple.
Yes, but we have to stop exporting pornography. We have to stop exporting child sex trafficking. We have to stop these warmongers.
Let's start by getting your ass out and voting.
There you go.
That way, at least when we get to heaven, you're going to be able to say to God all the things that you did to avoid bloodshed.
Amen.
And I want you to think about that. And listen, if you can't get out and fight, you don't want to fight, then support the ones that do. Support the ones that are fighting now. Support us, okay? We're trying to keep Donald Trump alive. This platform is trying to keep President Donald Trump alive. I want you to think about the monumental task that is.
And I never thought we'd ever have so much
I had no idea. And that we'd get thrust in the middle of it. I just, unbelievable. Okay? But this has to be done. And ladies and gentlemen, we need your support. And we had some tremendous response yesterday. And God, I love you people. And thank God. But we're a long way from home. Please, I want you to pray. And like we talked about yesterday, your tithe doesn't necessarily have to go to the church. If you're tithing because you get a tax receipt, you're tithing for the wrong reasons.
I 100%.
Okay? Your tithe is supposed to support the Lord's work. And baby, if we're not doing the Lord's work right here on this platform, I don't know anybody that is. We are devout Christians on this platform. We're good regular guys. We are good old boys. But we'll go to the wall for you. We're doing it now. Yeah. Okay, but we're running out of time. That's why we're going live. That's this election. This, you have no idea what, if you're not grasping what's on the line, then just shut it off and go back to bed. Okay, the rest of us will bleed. And please pray for us. Please pray for us. And the harder we try, the more crap gets thrown at us. You can't tell me that all the electronic problems we've had here just happened. You can't tell when I go to call my friend and the thing clicks three times before he picks up. Oh, yeah, really? I'm 61 years old. I know what the hell a phone tap sounds like. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a game. Thank you for the ones that have support. Like I said, you guys, we love you guys. Okay? And please, the rest of you, just if you're scared, the best thing to do really is PayPal. Okay? In and out. Boom, 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 boom. Done. Okay? And please, take a moment. I don't care if it's $2 PayPal. Whatever. Stick $2 in an envelope wrapped in a piece of paper. Put our address as the return address and the address that it's going to. And guess what? It will get here. And nobody will ever know you sent that money to patriots defending the country if you're scared. Okay? And I dig that. I'm cool with that. I know what our government's like. I watched them prosecute a president without any charges. I get it.
I laugh, okay? But that's it's a sad laugh.
I know it is. It's so sad. And we love you guys. And please, pray with your families.
Yeah.
If you've gotten away from it, now's a really good time to get back to it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this right here is what holds the answers. Okay?
Yes.
This is what it's about, okay? Please. The Lord gave us a gift. I'm willing to protect it with my life.
Randy Taylor, keeping it real.
Give my kid a future.
Amen. you know.
God bless you, people.
One of the best times I had, by the way, just for people to know, is spending time with RT, windshield time, investigative time, and the guy is a machine. So I want to thank him publicly and thank each one of you publicly as well. Comment on Rumble to your thoughts about us going live.
Yep. I think it's a great idea. I'm looking forward to it. Does it chew up our evenings? Sure. But I can't think of anything right now that's more important than the preservation of our liberties and freedoms in this country. And we've got to get Donald Trump in office to do that.
That'll do it, folks. Amen. Thank you, RT. God bless everyone.